WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I have a lot of sympathy for people who try to bring literary classics to the screen. However faithful they are to the text, the critics always complain that the spirit of the original is lost. In the last couple of years, that's been the fate of A Room with a View, Little Dorrit, and The Unbearable Lightness of Being. So maybe it's just as well that the critics haven't picked up on still another recent adaptation of a classic, the video version of Strunken White's The Elements of Style. The Elements of Style is a 92-page collection of pithy maxims about style and usage. To deliver The Elements of Style to the electronic age, the video producers selected CBS correspondent Charles Osgood. He sits in front of an old-fashioned roll-top desk and a shelf of leather-bound books. He wears the kind of jaunty red bow tie favored by media stars who have built their careers on lovable cantankerousness, like George Will and Andy Rooney. Osgood is not a bad choice. If The Elements of Style were a person, it would wear a red bow tie, too. The faithfulness of the adaptation is unassailable. The entire video consists of Osgood reading the book aloud, word for word.
Avoid the use of qualifiers, rather, very, little, pretty. These are the leeches that infest the pond of prose, sucking the blood of words. The constant use of the adjective little, except to indicate size, is particularly debilitating. You should all try to do a little better and should be very watchful on this rule, for it is a rather important one, and we are pretty sure to violate it now and then.
The producers claim that the video makes The Elements of Style come alive in a way that just reading it can't. Still, I'm not sure what lessons someone would learn from actually listening to the book. The value of The Elements of Style comes not so much from the actual advice it gives, which is a mixture of the commonplace and the out-and-out cranky, as from its admirably terse and direct way of putting things. But the language of the book was never meant to be spoken by any human voice. Osgood does a bravura job, but sentences that strike you as models of conciseness when you're reading the book to yourself come off as pretty dense when they're read aloud.
Two-part sentences, of which the second member is introduced by as, in the sense of because, for, or, nor, or while, in the sense of at the same time, likewise require a comma before the conjunction. However, if a dependent clause or an introductory phrase requiring to be set off by a comma precedes the second independent clause, no comma is needed after the conjunction.
Sometimes the effect is comical, as when Osgood reads the book's discussion of the modern spelling of thruway as thruway and tries valiantly to find a pronunciation difference between two spellings of the same word.
In combination with way, through is more serviceable than through. It is a high-speed word for readers who are going 60. It is conceivable that because of our thruways, through will eventually become through after many more thousands of miles of travel.
Strange that a text that sounds so natural when you hear it read silently should sound so forced when you hear it read aloud. It shows how much artifice there is in good writing, especially writing that aims for a natural, plain-spoken tone. That's the point of The Elements of Style, of course, and in a backhand way, the video proves it rather nicely.